Blog Talk Radio.
Gay or what?
Mm-hmm.
at the bay.
Welcome to the program. It's your, what is this, Tuesday night? New Releases Tuesday with Vince in the Bay. I'm going to be playing new music tonight that was released today. Already started off with new music from G Love. I know him as G Love from G Love and Special Sauce, if I'm not mistaken. Apparently, the special sauce has been left. It's left aside. It's just G Love a la carte, I suppose. But he's got this new record that just came out today called Fixing to Die. Sounds like an uplifting album. It actually kind of is. I played that track right there, that opening track for you off of the record. That was Milk and Sugar, a track I can relate to, talking about, you know, coffee. Coffee basically is one of my final remaining vices. I think I'm done drinking. I really do. I had an extremely bad experience drinking wine on Saturday night, or Saturday day. I went to a wine tasting. Rookie wine tasting maneuver, but I just, you know, in general, I just don't like drinking. Like I went and met some friends at a bar this afternoon. Could have easily drank, just wasn't feeling it, you know, just not there. I'm not saying I'm going to be, you know, whatever. Sorry, I can't concentrate here. Anyways, it's Vince in the Bay. It's Disorderly Conduct. New releases Tuesday. Tonight, brand new music from G Love, Gabby Lala, Adele, Jeff Beck, The Strokes, Lady Gaga, and your mother. Plus, I will take your calls. You have to dial in the number here. They're on your screen, though, folks. The number is 1-347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. I give priority to calls, as always. If you have comments about the music or if you have a request, I can try. I try to fulfill requests if I can. But we can talk about anything. There's a lot of things going on in the news. I'm still not satisfied. I know the whole story about what's going down exactly in Wisconsin right now. I have been corresponding with my sister who lives in Wisconsin and she's getting ready to move out of Wisconsin, actually. She's lived in Madison the last 3 or 4 years, and she's leaving right as this is happening, and she was telling me that it's just a lot of shit going on. It's a total media shitstorm over there. I think things really are getting blown way too out of proportion. I think the media really wants to stoke some sort of fire. It's Twitter is just crazy. You just can't even look at Twitter. I got into a little Twitter battle myself today. I don't know. I'll talk about that later. I'm not really thinking about that right now. But I've been getting in Twitter battles. I try to be respectful, though, on Twitter. Like, I troll people, but I try to be, like, you know, civil. I don't know. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay tonight. I'm going to get the Insider Extreme camera fired up here in a minute. So I'll paste the link to that in the chat. But I encourage you to call in, ladies and gentlemen. The number is 347-826-7667. I have a lot of music lined up to play. It's the big Tuesday night. New releases Tuesday with your host, Vincent LeBay. Big ups in the chat room, early chit chatters, Metal Talk Radio, and several guest listeners. I would appreciate it if the guest listeners would maybe call in. I'd love to hear from somebody, anybody. This is a music/call-in show. I like to think of this show as Howard Stern meets Loveline meets Rockline. If that makes any sense to anybody. It is what it is. I'm Vincent LeBay, and I'm going to play some more music here from G-Love. This is Just Fine, right here on New Releases Tuesday. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Paying bills ain't something I'ma do today. I'd rather ride around about the life I threw away. Are you the reason that my skies went from blue to gray? Or was it me? Love ain't nothing but a four-letter word. When you heard what I did, my bridges were burning. Now I'm stuck on the wrong side. Gonna be alone now. All the fine girls in the world, they don't mean nothing now. Cause women come and women go. But for something real, you gotta take it slow. I ain't too smart, but one thing I know is nobody wanna live alone. Like a glass of fine wine, I'ma drink it up. See, I can't get me enough. And when you're gone, I'll write you letters just to send you my love. And it ain't cool what I did, but I made a mistake. That made a fool of myself when I let your heart break. I'm laying with this girl, but I don't know her name. And I don't love her half as much as this guitar that I'm playing. Like a bum out of luck, I'm holding a sign that says.
right, Vincent the Bay back here with you live. It's your Tuesday night new releases Tuesday edition of Disorderly Conduct. I am right now simulcasting on the Insider Extreme Cam. I'm not going to tell you where it is. You got to find it. It's out there in the internet world. Find it. That's right. I'm talking to you, Jew. It's all good. It's Vince in the Bay, the Bay, the Bay, the Bay. Yeah, it's pretty. It sounds like it's getting hectic here in the studio. I can hear folks in the other room. Shit's going down. Prince played last night. I hooked up with my homeboy Heine. If you tuned into the show last night, I played a lot of Prince music. I dedicated it. A lot of music to Prince because Prince is in town for a couple of shows. A few shows, actually. Three shows now, it seems like. He just added another one for Thursday. He's taking the night off tonight. He played last night in Oakland. And tonight he's taking a night off so the Warriors can play the Celtics. That game is probably winding down right about now. But whatever, it is what it is. We might check in with Heine again before the night is through. Who knows? Anywho, we're here now. I'm Vincent the Bay in the Bay, taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Let's go to the phone lines now and our good friend, my favorite cousin, Cletus. What's up, Cletus?
What's going on, cousin? Thanks.
Nothing much, dude. Just kicking it. It's Tuesday. I'm excited. There's new music out there to explore and enjoy, and I've got some lined up. I've already played a bunch of G-Love. He's got a new record out. You like Jeff Beck?
Is he Ken and Glenn there?
You ever heard of Jeff Beck, Cletus?
No, I've heard of Glenn there. Not Jeff Beck.
No, not Glenn Beck, not Beck. No, Jeff Beck. He's like a classic rock guitarist, dude. He's like a classic rock god. He used to be in this band. There used to be this group that now is kind of, in retrospect, considered a super group with Eric Clapton. It was Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Page all had a group called the Yardbirds. You ever heard of the Yardbirds?
No.
Oh man, you gotta brush up on okay. You've heard of Led Zeppelin, right?
Yeah.
You've heard of Eric Clapton, right?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Good. All right. So before Led Zeppelin, before Eric Clapton was Eric Clapton, before any of that, there was the Yardbirds, and all those dudes were in it. And they were in it with Jeff Beck, and Jeff Beck is still around right now, and he's like kicking ass and taking names, and he just released a brand new record today that's actually pretty cool. It's a live record. It's him performing a bunch of classic, mostly rock and roll, bluesy type of numbers and stuff, a lot of covers, and he's got interesting guests, players with him, and one of the guests is a horn player, a really talented guy. He plays more than horn. He plays a lot of other stuff too. You ever heard of Trombone Shorty?
No.
Okay, there's this kid called Trombone Shorty. He's from New Orleans. He's a kick-ass horn player. And him and Jason Rebello sit in with Jeff Beck for a rendition of Peter Gunn. And here it is on your New Releases Tuesday with Vincent the Bay. I'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Ramon Shoti. Right over there.
Wow. Amazing. That's rocking stuff from Jeff Beck off of his new release dedicated to Les Paul. This is Rock and Roll Party. That was a rendition of, what the hell was it? I always want to say, call it something else than what it is. It's, Peter Gunn. I always want to say it's Tommy Gunn, but it's Peter Gunn. There's a Clash cover do a song called Tommy Gunn. But that's Peter Gunn. I know that as growing up as a teenager playing in arcades and stuff. I know that as the Spy Hunter theme. Pretty sure that's the Spy Hunter theme. Am I not wrong, mistaken? You remember the old video game Spy Hunter? Yeah. One of the best video games of all time. But you just don't understand. It's Vince in the Bay. Live. Direct from the Bay Area. Transmitting straight to you, the listener. If you want to join me, the lines are open. 347-826-7667. I've got more music to play. There's an artist that I didn't really, it was really kind of not on my radar until now. Adele, this young girl from, I think she's from England. I don't know. I didn't really look into her too. I didn't really take much of a deep dive, but she's got this record that just came out called Rolling in the Deep. That's pretty cool. I'm going to play a track from that in a minute here, but your calls take priority here, even though it's Tuesday night. New releases Tuesday. Your calls always take priority here, folks. So I have a call now, and I believe this is the Nature Boy. What's going on, Nature Boy?
How are you doing there, Vince of the Bay? What are you up to?
Doing good.
Oh, yeah,
well, Nature Boy. Nature Boy. Hello.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Nature Boy, it's Tuesday. Typically in the music industry, on Tuesdays, they play or they release new music. Used to be back in the day, it was records, then it became 8-tracks, then it became cassettes, then it became CDs, then now MP3s. So, you know, whatever. So they decides they want to release a digital music file now. They have to pre-plan it and decide, and it always has to be on a Tuesday for some reason. I don't know why. Industry standard. But I've been just playing brand new music. I opened up with some D Love off his new record that just came out called Fixin' to Die. I also played some Jeff Beck, brand new Jeff Beck. It's like a cavalcade of live recordings of him with various guest artists, and that's a new release that just came out and is dedicated to Les Paul, and that record is called Rock and Roll Party. And until you interrupted me here, Nature Boy, I was about to play Adele. You ever heard of Adele?
Yeah, it sounds like a slow ass Tuesday to me. I've never heard of these people before in my life. About Fits of the Bay, about music industry. What are you doing? You're trying to change up your show? You're trying to be fascinating? What are you doing?
I'm doing a music show, dude. It's Tuesday.
You're killing
music
ratings.
Comes out.
You don't need to be. No, it's Tuesday. You need to be doing troll shows. Just like Frankville USA tonight, we're welcoming all the trolls. Come on down,
yeah,
you trolls.
Right.
It's troll.
Yeah,
Tuesday.
Sure. I don't mind you trolling my show, dude. It's all good. I'm just going to keep playing new music that's been released recently by G Love, Gabby Lala, Adele, Jeff Beck, The Strokes, Lady Gaga, your mother, and much, much more. Stick around, kids. There's more to come.
My mother. You talking about
my mama? Yeah, yeah, what Nature Boy, your mother's.
Mama? What about your fat, overweight?
What about her?
Yeah, what about your mother, huh? What?
Well, she's fat and overweight. What do you care? Is that Ed McMahon's ghost? What the fuck was that?
It sounds like you, Vince McMahon. Enough with the theater. That was so great, Vince.
Yeah. So here's the new one from Adele called Rolling in the Deep. I'm Vince of the Band. I'll be right back.
Me at the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare.
Crab, shrimp, shell, shrimp head, and mushrooms. And crab, and some tomatoes. Surgeon fish. Butter. And that was Lauryn Hill with her newest hit. And right now we're going to do a giveaway. We're going to give away the first 50 callers to get a free couch on Craigslist. Hello? I'm off the air. Okay, we got kicked off.
Thank you.
dancing the gay or what?
See how you can hate from outside of the club.
You can't even get in.
Leg out. Yellow model chick, yellow bottle sipping, yellow Lamborghini, yellow top missing. Yeah, yeah, that shit look like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years, in 2 days. Ladies love me, I'm on my cool J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She whacked it all off, Mr. Miyagi, and the suicide doors, Ari Kari. Look at me now, look at me now, oh, I'm getting paper. Look at me now, oh, look at me now, yeah. Fresh in a motherfucker, little nigga bigger than gorilla, cause I'm feeling every nigga that can try to be on my shit. Better cup your chick, if you with it, I can get it, and she accidentally slips and fall on my dick. I said, oh my dick, I ain't really mean to say oh my dick, but since we talking about my dick, all of you here to say hi to it, I'm done.
Hell Breezy, let me show you how to keep the dice rolling when you're doing that thing over there, homie.
Let's go!
Cause I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, get away, get away. Better know that I don't and I won't ever stop, cause you know I gotta win every day, day.
Go!
She really, really wanna pop me. Go! Just know that you will never pop me. And I know that I could be a little cocky.
No!
You ain't never gonna stop me. Every time I come, a nigga gotta set it, then I gotta go, and then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow, and then I gotta shut it. Any little thing a nigga think that he be doing, cause it doesn't matter, cause I'm gonna dead it. Then I'm gonna murder everything and anything about a boom, about a bang. I gotta do a lot of things to make it clear to a couple niggas that I always win, and then I gotta get it again and again and again. And I be doing it to death, and now I move a little foul. Nigga better call a ref, and everybody know my style. Niggas know that I'm the best when it come to doing this. And I be banging on my chest, and I bang in the east, and I bang in the west. And I kinda give you more, and I will never give you less. You will hear it in the street, and you can read it in the press. Do you really wanna know what's next?
Let's go.
See the way we on it, and we all up in the race. And you know we gotta go and try to keep up with the pace. And we struggling and hustling and set it and get it. And we always gotta do it, take it to another place. Gotta taste it, and I gotta grab it, and I gotta cut all through this traffic just to be at the top of the throne. But I know I gotta have it. Have it.
Look at me now. Look at me now. Oh. I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah.
Fresh to the fuck. Man, fuck these bitch ass niggas. How y'all doing? I'm Latunche. I'm a nuisance. I go stupid. I go dumb like the Three Stooges. I don't eat sushi. I'm the shit. No, I'm pollution. No substitution. Got a bitch that play in movies in my jacuzzi. Pussy juice. I never give a fuck about a hater. Got money on my radar. Dressed like a skater. Got a big house. Came with an elevator. You niggas ain't eating. Fuck it, tell a waiter. All they say, shoot him. And I said, okay. If you want that bullshit, then I'm like, Olay. I don't care what you say. So don't even speak. Your girlfriend a freak like Cirque du Soleil. That's word to my flag. And my flag red. I'm out of my head. Bitch, I'm out of my mind. From the bottom I climb. You ain't hotter than mine. Nope, not on my time. And I'm not even trying. What's poppin', slime? Nothing five. And if they trippin', fuck them five. I ain't got no time to shuck and jive. These niggas is sweet as pumpkin pie. Throck and Sprite on a private flight. Bitch, I've been tight since God in life. And my pocket's right. And my diamond's white. And my mama's nice. And my dad is dead. You faggot scared. Cause I'm too wild. Been here for a while. I was like, fuck crowd. I put it down. I'm so young money. If you got eyes, look at me now, bitch.
Look at me now. Look at me now. Oh. I'm getting paper. Look at me now.
Oh,
look at me now.
Yeah. I'm fresher than a motherfucker. Okay. Okay. Is that right? I'm fresher than a motherfucker.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince LeBay back here. I got some feedback, a little feedback party going over there in the corner. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. That was new Chris Brown and Lil Wayne with Lil Wayne and Busta Rhymes. I don't know what the hell the name of that piece of garbage was, but that's brand new, kids. If you want to buy that, it's on iTunes for like $2. Brand new. Hot off the presses, Chris Brown featuring Lil Wayne and Busta Rhymes. Before that, it was Gabby Lala, brand new Gabby Lala off of her new record, I Know, You Know, I Know, which is, gets my award for best title of the week. Yeah, definitely better than G-Love's album. This is really good, a lot of good songs on that record, but I'm definitely not don't like the title of his record. Not feeling that at all. But I'm feeling you if you call in. The number is 347-826-7667. Welcome Anthony DeMarco into the chat room here, as well as Dr. Han Solo, Metal Talk Radio, and several guest listeners. Man, all right. If you guys want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm going to play more new music. Also, I'm going to play some music from Balkan Beatbox in a little bit. Balkan Beatbox is coming to California this week. The West Coast, actually. The entire West Coast they're doing this week. And I think they're doing the East Coast next week. If you get a chance to see them, Balkan Beatbox is where it's at, kids. It's basically like a traveling, I don't know, mixtape, road show, dance party, gypsy caravan thing. Anyway, here, let's take a little sample. This is live from... Oh, this is vintage Balkan Beatbox here. This is live Joro Boro right here on Blog Talk Radio, Disorderly Conduct, with your host, yours truly, Vincent LeBay. Join me now, 347-826-7667.
How you feeling, y'all? How you feeling? Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is not a live show. Yeah, you don't have to just stand there.
Yeah, I'm just standing here. My bad. Spins in the Bay. I'm back here with you. It's Disorderly Conduct. That was Balkan Beatbox of the live version of Gerald Borrow. I'm here with you, Vince in the Bay, in the Bay, in the Bay. Taking calls for another hour and 5 minutes here. Plenty of time for you to get yourself in a comfortable position. Relax, kick off your shoes, take off your jacket, peel off your top, undo your bra, then unzip your pants, and, well, you know where it goes from there. Anyways, get comfortable because we got another hour to go here. You need to call me now, 347-826-7667. And I'm going to continue to play. I'm going to continue to seduce you here with brand new music, stuff that you've never heard before, shit that is just blowing your mind. I know. Fine, get over it. Call in 347-826-7667. So today I had a little Twitter war. I had a Twitter battle yesterday with Davey D. And today I had a Twitter battle with this dude, Eric Victorino, some dude from the Limousines. It's like a local electronica. And you know what? I should look them up. I should get their music and play it on the show and do a review of it. They're always on Live 105 and stuff, but I got into it with him about abortion today, and we seem to be having parallel arguments. Somehow, I don't know how it started, but I should really figure out how it started. But basically, somehow we get into a little Twitter battle about abortion. I said I didn't support federal funding of abortions or giving federal funds to Planned Parenthood. It wasn't that I said that I thought abortion should be outlawed. I just didn't think taxpayer dollars should go to fund Planned Parenthood, just like I don't think taxpayer dollars should go to fund NPR or whatever. But whatever, it is what it is. And so this dude started saying, well, if they outlaw abortion, I was like, no, I'm not talking about outlawing abortion. And we kept going back and forth and back and forth. And like, he started calling me an asshole and stuff. And I'm like, dude, I'm just saying I don't think tax dollars should go to fund abortions. I'm not saying people shouldn't help contribute to people having abortions. I'm not saying there aren't legitimate reasons to have an abortion. I'm just saying tax dollars should not be funneled into abortions, just like I don't think they should be funneled into people's boob jobs or should be funneled into people's fucking, you know, getting their whatever, their veneers on their teeth. You know, that's not, my money shouldn't go, my hard-earned dollars that are taken out of my paycheck shouldn't go to that, all right? That's just the person who's having it done, their hard-earned dollars should go to it. Now, if they need some help, hey, whatever, give me a call. I'll see what I can do. But, you know, no, I'm not down with publicly funded abortions. Sorry. But so we went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And then he's like telling me that like I should read Freakonomics. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? So I told him he should read Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. All right. Don't try to lecture me and tell me what the fuck to read or how the fuck to think. And if you're going to argue with me on a point, let's argue about the same thing. I'm not arguing about the legality of abortion. I'm not saying outlaw abortion, you fucking idiot. But I will check out your music, though, Eric Victorino. Anywho, I'm trying to line up some special guests, though, in the near future. I'd love to have Eric on. We can debate this toe-to-toe. Like, he can tell me how abortion should be legal, and I will agree with him. And then I will tell him that I think it shouldn't be publicly funded. And he will say, I don't know, I'm racist or something, or I'm an asshole, whatever he said on Twitter. Anyway, Metal Talk Radio, thanks for tuning in, dude. I got your Facebook ad, and it's good to link up with you, dude. You are a fine-looking gentleman. You are. I don't know, are you legal? Anyway, glad to be friends with you on Facebook there. Anyway, it's nap time. This is another track from Gabby Lala of her new record, I Know You Know I Know, which, like I said, I think is the best title of a record that came out this week. Again, Gabby Lala, I Know You Know I Know. This song is entitled Nap Time, which is probably the best title of any song I've heard come out. I guess my favorite thing ever is napping. Oh, hey, it's Vincent LeBay. We're back here at 347-826-7667. I'd like to... Hello? All right. I don't know what's going on. Hopefully you can hear me here. It's Vincent LeBay here. Welcome, Anthony DeMarco. What's the update, Anthony DeMarco? I'm anticipating a flood here of... trolleyage. I got a lot of new music played, so that's good. That's out of the way. So if all these nighttime troll people show up, at least I got a legit sort of hour worth of show out of the way. I played pretty much all the new stuff I wanted to. I played a little more later. Gabby Lala there. Not to be confused with Lady Gaga. There's Gabby Lala and Lady Gaga. And Gabby Lala is what I just played right there. Nap time. There is a new Lady Gaga song, though. And I'll play that, too. I don't give a shit.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. M-M-M-M. Put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby. we're all superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause it made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, protect my youth. A different law is not sin, believe capital. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, Chola, descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast for leader tease, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this way. No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola, or Orient, mate, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave.
That way, really, you were born with like weird pointy shoulder blades like that? Are you serious? You came down from the sky in a pod? Yeah, I was thinking about that in the Grammy, at the Grammys, when she came through in that little egg pod thing. That was literally the first time someone could say they actually literally had Lady Gaga in their iPod. You know what that is? That was actually George Soros' iPod. He's so fucking rich, he's got fucking... He literally has Lady Gaga in his iPod. What a fucking dick. All right. I did see her light, bright chica. Is that how you say it? I hope that's how you say it. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Anyway, I'm glad everybody's here. The chat room's starting to fill up. This is good news. Thank you, Anthony DeMarco, Dr. Han Solo, Green Beasley, Bright, Chica, Metal Talk Radio, and quite a few guests, listeners that come in and out, which is fine. I enjoy the listenership. Hopefully I'm providing a valid service for you, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight is Tuesday night. What the fuck did I call this program? Oh, yeah, New Releases Tuesday. Brand new music tonight. We've explored quite a bit already from G Love, Gabby Lala, Adele, Jeff Beck, Lady Gaga, and your mother, and not your mother, Nature Boy's mother. Nature Boy called in for a second earlier, and his mother performed fellatio on me. And Cletus, my cousin Cletus, called in. Actually, I meant to tell Cletus, I don't know if you're listening, bro, but I listened to the Ghost Show the other day, and I heard you call in. You didn't say your name, though. And you sounded really scared to say anything to him. I don't know why you're afraid. Cletus, if you're listening to this, I don't know why you're afraid to talk to ghosts. You did get enough guts to call in, though. That was cool. That was enough. First step. Now, next time you call in, get a man up and say, hey, ghost, this is Cletus. Just tell him what's up. But that was cool, man. I was glad to see that. Good times. And, wow, the chat room is... Hey, Pegasus is here. Pegasus 031475. Great to have you here, lovely. Boy, good times. What is today, Tuesday? This is great. I enjoy this. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, in the chat room. Here's Cletus. Right on. Cletus, what's up, dude?
Hey, what were you talking about? I called in a ghost show and when?
You called in the ghost show like yesterday or the day before.
Oh, I called it today.
Was that today?
Yeah.
It feels like, dude, in BTR days, that was like, in BTR years, that was like 3 days ago. That was today? Yeah. Jesus Christ. It feels like it was like yesterday.
What do you mean I was scared? I mean, I was going to ask you something else, and hell, he hung up.
Yeah.
I asked him.
Yeah, you're lucky. You really are with him. You're lucky if he gives you more than like 20 seconds to say something. And he'll cut you off.
Oh, I don't understand that because I've seen a lot of them. He'll just sit there and let them go on. I mean, damn. But, I mean, I was fixing to come back next to him and say something else, and all I heard was some little shit I got hung up on. Yeah. But, no, I asked him about what he thought the fuel prices was going to, which I think they're fixing to go damn high. And he was close. He just said hi, and I said, well, give me a number. So, he gave me the number. It's going to go up.
He said like $5 a barrel, didn't he?
Yeah, right.
I mean, $5 a gallon, I mean, like $5 a gallon.
Yeah, that's probably coming pretty quick. And then probably before, maybe
and then probably,
a year.
Then probably about 8. You're looking at, in about 5 years, you're looking at about $8,000 a barrel.
Barrel roll!
Anyway.
What'd you say? $8,000 a barrel? Huh?
What?
What'd you say? $8,000 a barrel?
Eventually, that's where it's going to be, right? Come on. Inflation?
Yeah,
right. Over time? Are you on this whole bandwagon and you think inflation's going to get out of control
I mean,
you think it's going to be like people are going to take wheelbarrows of cash down to the market and people are just going to take the wheelbarrow?
No, I don't think it'll get to that. I mean, it'll
I mean, are we talking like financial implosion like the Soviet Union? Like, I honestly feel like this way in my gut. It's probably why I still listen to this goddamn nut jobs, conspiracy shows, but I still feel like our economy and our government and all of this shit is going to collapse under its own weight eventually, and it's starting to. And people are trying to douche, like, put out fires, but there's like a fucking, like, inferno that's building up, and I don't know if they can put it out in time, but we'll see. I think there's some, like, financial Armageddon that has been, instead of, like, coming hard and fast, it's being slowly, like, bled over a long period of time, and it's going to be, we're in this shit for, like, a good probably 10 more years. This is, you know, this is the Great Depression, you know, 2.0, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you say, it's going to be like a slow, I mean, it's going to ramp up, though, but...
It's going to be one of those things that, like, by the time we're already, like, 5 or 6 years into it, because we're already in, like, 3 or 4 or 5 years into it right now.
Right.
Depending on what economist you talk to. I mean,
we don't produce anything anymore. It's a bad thing, you know?
No, we still...
Consumers.
Well, we, as in the United States, there's still a huge, to a couple of huge sectors. There's the tech industry, which is a wide umbrella of different corporations, but there's a lot of innovation still going on in America in technology, and I think that's the new industry for us. That's our only industry that really we need to, like, harness and ride. And the government knows it. They're already teaming up with Google and all these people. Like, did you see the picture of the big sit down Obama had a couple of days ago with all the top tech people?
Yeah.
It was Obama sitting at a round table, like fucking Darth Vader style, with an ailing Steve Jobs, Larry Ellison, a very, like, eager looking Larry Ellison, all of them, Zuckerberg, Eric Schmidt, the head of Google, I mean, the head of Yahoo, just all, every, like, there's like 10 or 15 of them. I don't even know how many, but all the big wigs in the tech industry were all chumming it up. We're all toasting, and a very frail, sick Steve Jobs showed up. So that tells you something too, that he would come out, and he, you know, to get all those people right there was an impressive feat in and of itself. So that means there's got to be some sort of weight to that. Obviously, you know, those entities all supported Obama. They propped him up, just like the bankers propped him up, Goldman Sachs and Citi and all these people. And nobody talks about that really, though. Everybody wants to talk about birthers and Tea Partiers and all that stuff, and all the conspiracies and the idiots who believe the conspiracies, and they just leave the facts there on the table, just, you know, exposing themselves, and nobody's really interested in it. And that's the times we're in right now. It's kind of like a lot of people, like, you listen to Alex Jones and he'll tell you, oh, this is like, we're like the fucking, this is like 1984, this is Orwellian, blah, bitty, blue, bitty. And I think it's like, it can be interpreted that way, but I interpret it as we're more in a Brave New World. Aedis Huxley's Brave New World, that's where it's at, dude, is where there's no thought police. It's like there's free dissemination of information, and the truth is out there, but it's so diluted by all the garbage and propaganda and
yeah, take a break,
white noise. What?
Yeah, listen. The only thing about this high tech deal that we're going into, you know, I don't know how they done out there in California. You were in school, but you know, we were not allowed to use any calculators. I mean, there wasn't even such thing as a damn internet back then. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you had math problems, you had to add it, you know, figure it out in your head, or, you know, write it down, right?
Yeah.
These kids now, I mean, they let them use calculators or whatever else. I mean, I pulled up to them, you know, dropped it the other day to get a, got me something to eat. And I ordered a drink, and, you know, the girl gave me, I ordered a large, but they gave me like a medium. And I said, well, is that large? She said, no, you didn't order it. I said, yeah, I did. And I said, I want the large. And she said, I mean, she could not even figure it out. It went with like 20 cents.
Wow.
You know, I think it was like $1.80, and the large was like the large was like 190 something. I don't know. Somewhere it was in there. She nearly had a nervous breakdown because she could not figure what that was. I just give her a course of here. Just take that. But, I mean, it's sad. I mean, I think that's most of you kids growing up now. They cannot think. They have to rely on the technology to do it. And it's scary. You know?
It is. It's frightening.
Yeah.
I'm scared shitless. I don't know what the fuck to do, man. I shit my pants every day because technology just develops so in leaps and bounds. There's just when I think I've fucking seen it all, some new shit comes out and just blows my mind even more.
Can you hear me? I know you're being sarcastic, but what I'm saying is it's going to the point that they're not thinking. That's what's getting me there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
It's dumbing us down. Flat out.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm not going to argue with you. No, I think you're right.
Okay.
But it's kind of fun being dumbed down, though. Even doing...
I get us.
Even doing mind-numbing bullshit like this monstrosity of an internet radio transmission that I like to call disorderly conduct, even that, you know, still, I mean, what the fuck? Who cares? It is what it is. As long as, don't tread on me. Whatever.
Tread on me, man. Anyway, what else is going on tonight?
Unless you're Pegasus 031475, you can tread on me anytime, sister. Feel free to call in, baby, if we want to make love on the air before we get out of here. I actually have to go meet up with a friend right after the show. So, so I'm going to probably get out of here right at the end of the program. But I still have a half hour or 35 minutes to go here, kids. So plenty of time for you to call and join myself and my cousin Cletus here. We're hanging out on the air. We could talk about anything. We could talk about you. We could talk about making love to you. Together, separately, whatever. We can do a train. Cletus and I have done that before. So it's no biggie. It's all good. And I'm going to take a little break. Here's a little more of that new G-Love. This is a good song here. I like this one. It's called 50 Waves to Leave Your Love by G-Love.
The problem's all inside your head, to me. The answer's easy if we take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I repeat myself, at the risk of being rude, there must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be caught, Roy. You just listen to me. Don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the keys.
yourself free. She said it grieves me now to see you in such pain. I wish that there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said I appreciate that. Now would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, now why don't we both sleep on it tonight? And in the morning, I believe that you begin to see the light. Then she kissed me, and I realized that she was probably right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plane of fame. You don't need to be cold and raw. You just listen to me. You hop on the bus, girl. Don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the keys and get yourself free. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plane.
In the bay. What do you know? Flippity-do, skippity-do, and a how do you do? I'm live with you for another 30 minutes here. Join me. 347-826-7667. I thank you all for hanging out. Good night and sweet dreams to Pegasus 031475. She had a long day and she said good night in the chat, the chitty chat room. Big ups to Metal Talk Radio. It's been hanging out with me all night in the chat room. I really appreciate you holding it down in there, brother. You are a gift to BTR, at least tonight. And I appreciate your love and devotion here. As I appreciate Anthony DeMarco and Dr. Han Solo. You three guys have been hanging tight here with me. I appreciate the love. I also appreciate Cletus for tuning in and kicking it here with me on the air. It's always nice to have him on. Good times. So yeah, so just about ran out of all the new music I wanted to play. I'm pretty stoked on all of that. I could play some more Balkan Beatbox. I was really, 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 really stoked to see that they're coming out to California. I don't know if they're going to be here in the Bay Area. I think Thursday. I don't think I'm going to get a chance to see them. They're going to be in Sebastopol. Tuesday night or Thursday night. They're playing in L.A. tomorrow night, I think. Actually, if anything, I could probably go to the show tomorrow night in L.A. I'd have to drive down there all day tomorrow, which not that bad. It's like 6 hours, San Francisco down to L.A. It's no big deal. Whatever. It's Vince in the Bay hanging loose, Goose. Taking a little glance here at the chat room. Metal Talk Radio says, have you played any Totally Awesome Sweet Alabama Liquid Snake? No, I have not. You'll have to send me that, dude. You just added me on Facebook, bro. So what you need to do is you need to go on the little Facebook, dial into that Facebook, and message me that Totally Awesome Sweet Alabama Liquid Snake, bro. And I'll peep that, and then I will get back to you on that. And the sooner you do it, the sooner I can potentially put it on the air. Brian Frank, good to have you here. What are you spamming in my goddamn chat room, you piece of shit? Seen hot dog buns for $2.99 and coffee for $9.99. No way. I was making a ruckus in that store. You can buy today and save by building a food reserve. What the fuck? Right on, dude. Brian, if you want to pimp your shit, I'm totally down for you to come on the air if you want to promote your stuff. I really don't care if you're spamming. It's all good. Yeah, food man. Right on. Are you the food man? Brian Frank, the food man? Is that your deal? Well, whatever your deal is, dude, you should call in right now because I have about 25 minutes to go in this program. It's predominantly a call-in show. Tonight, it's a music-oriented program. Tuesday night, new releases Tuesday. But I've played pretty much all the new releases there is to play. There was a release that came out last week that I'm still kind of stoked on. And it's The Strokes. Yeah. Check this out. Under Cover of Darkness. This is brand new from The Strokes. It's Vince in the Bay here with you. I hope you can hear me. I can hear me. Let's go to the phone lines. Waiting patiently is the area code 864. Go ahead. You're live on the air. Identify yourself, please.
Hey, my name is Brian. How you doing, man?
Brian, I'm doing fantabulous. What brings you to the show tonight?
Well, I was just looking around and I seen that you had a show, and that's about it.
Right on, dude. So you were talking in the chat room here about your don'tstarve.myefoods.com. Tell me about that. What's that all about?
Well, right now I'm giving away 6 free meals to anybody that wants to take it. It's www.don'tstarve.myefoods.com. But the music is what brought me to your site. I love rock and roll, or I used to. I think I'm getting a little bit old now. I'm 35 years old. Is that too old?
Yeah, pretty much, dude. But that's all right. I'm older than you, so don't worry about it.
Well, trying to make a living, trying to help people survive, because I don't know if people that are listening to this are watching the news and watching Libya and Egypt and Bolivia and South America and everybody else but us, United States, riot. Actually, we are in Minnesota and Ohio, but it's not about food. But it's going to be about food. It's going to be about oil, and food costs are going to go up. And this is a good way to get on the bandwagon before the bandwagon starts. So what do you think?
Wait, so you want me to buy a hot dog and a cup of coffee for $3 from you right now?
No. I want you to go to my website and get some long-term storable food so you don't have to pay that much.
Now, what is this long-term storable food? What does it taste like? What is it exactly?
It's dehydrated. It lasts 15 years, and it tastes awesome. The first time, when I first got it, I thought, how good can dehydrated food taste? And I got it. I made it. And it was pretty damn good. And because I'm a guy, and I'm married, I'm a pig, and it tasted good. I gave it to my wife, and she actually liked it. And that was what made the deal seal.
There you go, Brian. Oh my God, Brian! I just clicked on your link and it took me straight to your YouTube channel. My God, you got to work on the sound on your YouTube videos, bro.
I got.
But you know what? I see. Oh, I see what's up, dude. You're a libertarian, huh?
I'm a Ron Paul man.
There you go. Hey, preaching to the choir here, brother. I'm a Paul Tard myself.
That's awesome. I'm
hoping
Ron
Paul. I'm gonna subscribe to your YouTube, dude. It's 33 at Haps.
Yeah. I'm hoping Ron Paul runs in 2012.
Hey, why not? Why fucking not, dude? There's nobody better.
Dude,
I mean, come on. It can get a lot worse, can't it?
It sure can. Back in 2008, I spent a lot of money and a lot of time, and he didn't win, but he made me go from the blue pill, and I took the red pill, and I've been on the red pill ever since.
There you go. Well, my last ditch effort to go back to the Republican Party was because of Ron Paul. I technically was registered, still registered a Republican because of Ron Paul, because I wanted to vote for him, and the only way I could vote for him in the primary in California was to register as a Republican. Otherwise, I'd still be independent, and I should get off my lazy ass and categorize myself as independent, because I don't really consider myself a part of any party. I mean, seriously, how many people who are registered as a Democrat or Republican really can feel like they are a Democrat or Republican, have some allegiance to that, to that party or anything. I never have. The only reason why I did it recently was because I had to, in order to vote for who I wanted to, the candidate I liked.
I agree with you, and that's the only reason. I'm a member of the GOP.
I mean, in some states you can't even write anybody in unless they're already pre-listed as a potential write-in. It's like,
right.
Wait, they might as well just be on the ballot then.
Dude, I got to drive Chuck Baldwin around in South Carolina for a week.
Oh, nice.
He ran under the Constitutional Party.
Yeah,
and because I like Chuck Baldwin.
I've seen a lot of YouTube videos of him speaking. He's great.
Yeah, because I wasn't willing to vote for John McCain or Barack Obama in 2008. I voted Chuck Baldwin, Constitution Party. And some people said, you're wasting
a
vote. And I said, no, you're wasting a vote.
Exactly. Who isn't wasting a vote?
Exactly.
I feel like I wasted my vote, but not in the same way that other people think that I did. And I'll admit, I voted for Bob Barr. I don't know what fuck I was doing. I hate Bob Barr. I can't stand that guy.
It's better than John McCain or Barack Obama, isn't it?
It's like that. It's always the lesser of two evils, or 50 evils, or whatever. Like they just had the Chicago elections. Rahm Emanuel, surprise, surprise, won the election. And, you know, what does that mean? You win a Chicago election. That guy has been – he's so greased into the system, it's ridiculous, dude. He goes back to Clinton, you know, and it's just ridiculous. You know, he just switch it up. He goes from Chicago to the White House, back to Chicago. The dailies go from Chicago out to the White House, out to Wall Street, back to the White House. It's just – and it's all in broad daylight. It's just – so ridiculous.
I don't know if you know who the We the People Foundation is, but I was a delegate to the South Carolina. I was the first delegate to the South Carolina delegation for the Continental Congress in 2009.
And
We all met. We all met in Chicago. We had 42 states out of all 50 states, and we met for 11 days. It was pretty awesome. And I was lucky enough to be one of the people elected in South Carolina. And I do what I can to make this country better, to help it, help our country know what the Constitution is, and try to save our country. I don't think our country is worth saving, because most people are ignorant of what's going on because they watch too much TV.
Listen, bro. When you say country, I don't know what you mean, but when I say country and when I think of country, I think of something that transcends a government. I think in some ways what you're referring to, in a lot of ways, respects when you're saying country there, I think you're meaning government. This country, this land, and the people on this land, you know, that it's going to take a lot to change the spirit and the determination and the will of people that are really in tune with that are here. You know, that shit's not going anywhere. Like, now, the name of what's happening, just like you look at the Soviet Union, right? It stepped its boundaries and tried to expand and go crazy, and it collapsed under its own weight. But it didn't completely vanish. It just reformed and regrouped. They just reformed and regrouped and pulled back their outposts, and now they're Russia again. I mean, come on, it's the same people. The communists didn't suddenly just poof, disappear. They're still there.
Right.
I mean, come on. Let's be real. So, just like same thing's going to happen with the United States of America. It might not be called the United States of America. It might be called America or the North American Union. Oh my God. Dun, dun, dun. Who knows what it'll be? But you know what? There'll still be a spirit and a people here. And I don't think it's going to be. I'm not predicting anything, by the way. I don't think the United States is going anywhere, to be quite honest, as far as like the government. I think it's going to be here for a while. I think there's people that have finally woken up. Like this deficit spending and mortgaging, basically debt, is not a new phenomenon. It's been going on for years and years and years and years. It goes back to Reagan and past Reagan. Reagan actually made it fashionable, made deficit spending fashionable, and put
right.
us on the help put it, and then Bush and then Clinton put it into hyperspace. And Bush Jr. just kind of kept it going, continuity, and then he transferred it over to the
Obama.
Democrats with Obama. So it's
I
just,
call Obama
you know, it's just,
a third term of Bush.
Yeah, it's just continuity. I don't see any difference. I mean, let's just look at it on the facts on the table. The foreign policy wise, nothing has changed. I mean, in
right.
fact, he's got the same exact people in place, you know. And if you look, even if you look at the domestic stuff, like supposed Obamacare, oh, socialized medicine, yeah, right, exact. It's actually Romney Care. It's actually what
right.
they stripped it down to was basically all the stuff that the Republicans suggested. They basically took out. The Medicare for all that they didn't even put that on the table. They didn't even, I mean, if they were true socialists, wouldn't have been, it would have been like Dennis Kucinich style, just like, hey, let's have Medicare for all. That's what they wanted. They wanted single payer, whatever, Medicare for all. And that wasn't even put out there by Obama. That wasn't put out there by anybody. And they
wow,
started
you're
off
right
with
right on board
have,
with me, man.
Let's have,
I,
let's
I like
have,
this
let's have,
I like Dennis Kucinich on a lot of things, and you're right there on board with me, man.
I can agree with Dennis Kucinich. I like how Dennis Kucinich, he's so extreme left, supposedly, and Ron Paul is supposedly so extreme right. But I think the two extremes, you know, they actually, at a certain point, you know, I instead of being two polar opposites, I see it more as like a funnel or something or whatever, where it curves back on itself, and you go so far extreme that you become like the exact opposite of what you are. You know what I mean? And I think in that little no man's land, there's like common ground, and you see it with Ron Paul and Kucinich both team and Ron Paul and Bernie Sanders teaming up on this and the Fed audit the Fed bills.
Right.
And foreign policy, they're all on the same page foreign policy wise. See, these are the things that they and they know it, and they finally, and kudos to them, like they find common ground and they go for it. And unfortunately though, the and the Fed thing got folded into that goddamn stupid Wall Street reform monstrosity and got watered down and turned into a piece of garbage, and now it's not gonna do anything. I mean, And honestly, the Fed doesn't really need to be that. I mean, it's already been, you know, it's not exactly untransparent. I mean, it is transparent. It reports a lot of shit. The real mystery with the Fed is the fact that the public is so unaware of what it is and how it operates. And slowly it's becoming aware because of people like Ron Paul that just call attention to it. Like honestly, the next Republican administration that comes into power, if they were smart, if it was me, I would put my Secretary of the Treasury. My Secretary of the Treasury would be Ron Paul.
Right.
I mean, think about that. What would that be like? What would that mean? You know what I'm saying?
It'd be a whole lot of difference.
It is what it is. He'd probably try to put us on the gold standard or something. And I'm not convinced that the gold standard is the solution. I don't know what the solution is. There's people that. I was watching. Who was it? I used to love him, but now I don't know so much. I have second thoughts about him. But Dylan Radigan was talking about. What was he talking about? Shit, I'm fucking so tired. God, Dylan Radigan. What was he talking about? Whatever. Dylan Radigan. I actually used to like Dylan Radigan a lot when he was on CNBC and he used to host Fast Money. That guy was fucking cool, man. And he had all those big time fucking hedge fund manager, day trader dudes on there. That shit was dope. That was and Charlie Gasparino was on there and all those dudes. And now then he moved on. Then he got pissed off at his producer, left that show, was stormed off the CNBC. He was going to go to ABC, and at the last minute got sucked into MSNBC. And now he's like trying to be some political commentator, and I don't know what the fuck he's trying to do. I think he's trying to be like all lefty too, which is kind of weird because he was like, he used to work for Bloomberg and he used to work for CNBC and used to be a Wall Street guy, like a capitalist dude. You know, he's pissed off at all the banks and everything. But if you look at some old, YouTube videos of Dylan Radigan before he went to MSNBC, when he was on CNBC, or even just like stuff, just whatever. You know, that guy was a fucking badass. And
well, I think it doesn't matter either way. I think gas prices are going to be $5 a gallon at least. Just look at what Middle East is doing.
Oh, it's almost $4 out here in California again. Because it hit $4 or $4.50 a gallon. Almost, it was almost $5 here in California in, what was that, 08?
Right.
It was that summer of 08. But that was at the peak. Like, usually during summer driving season, it always goes up. But right now it's not summer driving season. And shit's already, like really, like, I haven't even looked at, you know what? I honestly haven't paid attention to gold prices or any commodity prices lately. As much as I listen to Ghost, I haven't.
Silver is at 34.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
It's doubled in the last year.
Silver is at 34, and gas is going to go up. And what's going to happen is
What's gold at right now? Is gold at 1300?
No, like 1410.
Oh my God, it's already cleared 14. That's insane.
But what's going to happen? What's going to happen is truckers are going to go on strike. Once truckers go on strike, grocery stores aren't going to be filled. And if grocery stores aren't filled, a lot of people think everything comes from the grocery store. People are going to go insane, and that's why you need to protect yourself.
With freeze-dried foods. Go ahead, bro. We got a couple of minutes left. Get your last plug in. We got to get out of here.
not with freeze-dried foods, but with dehydrated food. PatriotsHelpingPatriots.com or don'tstarve.myefoods.com.
There it is. I'm Vincent LeBay. Thanks for tuning in. This has been your Tuesday night Disorderly Conduct. New releases Tuesday. I'm out. I think I'm out of new. Oh wait, no. I have one more Gabby Lala song I can play. I think. Let me see. Where is it here? Yeah, I played so much new music. It was ridiculous. I played a bunch of G Love songs. I played Jeff Beck, Adele, Gabby Lala, Lady Gaga, The Strokes, Chris Brown with Lil Wayne and Busta Rhymes, Balkan Beatbox, playing more stuff. And I think there was one Gabby song. No, I played all the Gabby. No, wait, here we go. I played all the Gabby Lala. I'm sorry, I lied. I apologize. I'll play more Gabby Lala again real soon. My bad. So that's it. I ran out of new songs. I apologize. I'm getting out of here. It's okay. I love you all, and we'll make love to you all very soon. I'm Vince LeMay. Check me out in the meantime at twitter.com/VinceLeMay. Until next time, which will probably be tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio, it's Vince LeMay saying adieu, good night, peace out. And remember, Jesus is the answer.
2, 3, 4! Very grateful to hear about that stuff. Take it to me, it'll be the best land to be the hand. Tell it all to God, tell it to God with all your might. Saying this again to let you know. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Feel like it is Jack. So real to be real, I told it the same way. To be told, make it great for the change. It should be the change. I'm saying this again to let you know. Jesus is the answer.
Thank you, very nice.